It's just recording.
Boy, you look bad.
It looks like me. Yeah, we do.
Well, you know, actually, I was looking around thinking how much we've all kind of started to look like our parents.
Well, I'm Thad, son of Rex and Myrtle Anderson, and my wife, Shirley. And what I want to do is, I've learned some important things here, and I want to just take a minute to share that with you. And then I'd like to have Shirley tell about our family, because she does a lot better job at that than I do. I can't even remember all their names. But first of all, it's been great to be here with all of you, because we're family, and I really appreciate that. In fact, that's one of the joys that I get in our marriage, is our kids and family, and that's basically where we spend all of our time. I keep having people ask me, what do you do in retirement? You know, what do you do to keep busy? It's not a problem. We have a family, and they keep us going. Okay, now, if you get a call from your bishop saying that the bishopric wants to come and visit you, don't let him, because you'll get an ulcer. That's probably what caused it. That's caused it.
Oh, it's becoming clear.
Yeah.
She didn't tell the whole story. I see it.
I didn't know.
Now, I learned something else to do. What we're going to do is we're going to fill our basement with junk so we won't have a basement list. Well, she says it is already. The other thing I thought was interesting, Flora told us about moving to Orme. There's a Costco here, there's a Walmart, all the good things. We left Orme because of those things, and we went to Mapleton. But anyway.
When I lived in Alpine, it took a half a day to go get a can of paint. You know, and now everything's out there. They've got enough stuff, but it used to just be, oh, for heaven's sakes, haul all these kids and all these groceries clear across the county.
Okay. Tell about the kids.
Go right in.
Oh, you do a better job.
Who they are?
You do much better.
I know they all start with K.
They do. They all start with K. Kim, Kasia, Carl, Kathy, Karen, Colleen. Okay, you're on.
None of the others had to speak.
Oh, you're special, Shirley.
Yeah.
No.
You do a better job than I do.
No one let the others speak.
That's how much he trusts you.
The rest of them were afraid of what the other one would say.
Now, let me just say that we have been together for 54 years.
Wow.
And so, you know, I learned my place. So speak.
She's very tolerant, we can tell.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
How's Mapleton treating you?
Great.
We love Mapleton.
We love it.
It's quiet. It's more like, it's just quiet. It'd be more like his hometown. Junction, I think, where it's just
it's much prettier to shop.
Well, we run into Springville to Walmart. We run over to Spanish Fork.
Oh,
it's not too far.
Costco,
yeah. Yeah. Now, let me just say one thing though about Mapleton. Within the last month, we've had 5 homes that have been sold and repurchased, and the people leaving were like, you know, older couples. And now we've had about 20 kids come into the area, so it's not going to be quiet like it used to be.
Yeah. It just doubled our
money. Yeah, that's exactly.
Shut your windows.
Yep. Anyway, okay.
Yeah, it doubled our primary in our ward.
Cute.
But that was, it'll
that's
be good.
For you.
It's good. they're good families, yeah. So it'll be great.
In fact, one of them that lives just kitty corner across from our place have 8 children.
Wow.
Ooh. And they're all, the oldest is 14
you know,
and a half.
Maybe there is you're going to start watching before you pull out your driveway. Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, go ahead.
Well, we have, of our 6 children, we have 23 grandchildren and 9 great-grandkids.
Wow.
And so the family is just growing. Our oldest son, he has 6 of those grandkids, and his and he has a grandchild. He gives us 1 of those great ones. Our daughter, Keisha, of her 4 daughters, they're all 4 married, and 3 of those have had, she now is a grandmother of 7.
Oh my goodness.
So the family just continues to grow. They're each doing well, and our oldest one is battling cancer right now, but he's doing good. And all of our children live close, except the farthest away is St. George, and that's not very far away. And Kim's in Price, but the others live in Utah County, the other 4, so it's great. We have the 1 daughter that's not married is Karen, and she lives in our home. I don't think especially Thad would ever let her get away because she keeps us. She's got a very cute sense of humor and just keeps us going. It's fun. She's a delight to have at home. She's just a sweetheart. So giving and just fun. I think our grandkids and great ones come because of Karen. They all want to hang around Karen because she just keeps them going and laughing, and she just makes it fun for all of us.
So you need that apartment in your basement.
Oh, well, yeah. But
she's got that one.
I was going to say, it's already full.
Yeah. She fills some of the space down there for sure and would like to fill more.
Yeah, she'd like to. She is a real gatherer. She has a lot of things, but it's wonderful.
But you talk about your little year-old grandson that... Well, she has several little ones that just think she's
likewise
the greatest.
They do with
anyway
with you too. That youngest little granddaughter that just loves to hug on him. She's 1, and she just loves cuddling up with her granddad.
Anyway, so that's life for us is family.
It's a good life,
both immediate and then as we expand out to the rest of our family, which includes all of you, and we're grateful for you. At this present time, Shirley is working in the Payson Temple. She's an assistant coordinator and on one of the shifts over there on Friday. We were both working in the Provo Temple, and then in what was that?
You got fired, too. I got fired.
I did, too.
You're firing?
In 2012, I had the misfortune, I guess, of having to have back surgery. And that kind of changed things for me. So because it was probably about an 8-month recuperation time, they released me from serving in the temple, and I haven't felt like that I could really do it justice to go back. So I have a hard time walking very far, and to stand very long, I get a real, the doctor told me I had a degenerative disc disease in my lower back, and I can tell that it's, so anyway, that was another thing I was going to say, and please forgive me. I don't mean to offend anybody, but I was grateful to come and see that some of the rest of you kind of have a little trouble getting around, too. That was nice.
Now, I got an email from Pat that said, I sent out an email, asked Robert to say, asking if people were going to come. You know, is anybody going to come? And Pat sent back something like, I don't know. Who knows what we're going to be doing? That? I guess we'll come for a live or something like that. That's way too far in the future.
That's right.
Don't buy any green bananas.
We had...
Well, that was an iffy.
I don't know if you're all aware. We had a great experience in 2009, first part of 2010. We served in the Arkansas Little Rock Mission. And her job was in the mission office doing temple president letters from the missionaries. And we did media, sending media out and so forth. And I had the responsibility of vehicles. And it was kind of interesting because one of the assignments that I had was selling some of the used cars when they would get about 45, 50,000 miles on them in 3 years in the mission field. Then they'd bring them in and we'd sell them. And the thing that was the kids just about broke up when they understood I was selling cars because I was always
wanted to send him a plaid coat.
Anyway, it was kind of an interesting experience, and I sold a few of them. But anyway, yeah, there you go. Anyway, we had the opportunity. We were kind of in charge of the missionary apartments, though we didn't really have, especially with her, she was really tied down in the office getting things done. So the other senior couple that were in the office, he and I would go out and kind of inspect apartments and things, and then we had the opportunity of, the mission covered most of Arkansas, western Tennessee, northern Mississippi, and a little tiny bit of Missouri. And so there were a couple of times when we had senior couples come and the president said, would you two go out and find an apartment for them? Or one of them brought a big fifth wheel trailer and go find a place where they can park this trailer in a given area. So we did get out and do a little bit of that within the mission, but it was pretty much right there in the office, you know, and you'd get calls at 9 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. Elder Anderson, we wrecked our car. What do we do?
Oh, good. I can add it to my fleet.
Yeah. Anyway. I won't sell that one. Anyway, so it was a fun experience.
This man, I gotta give him a plaque on.
So enough said. Move on.
Great story.
Nothing more?
Nothing more. That's plenty.
One I've had for a while.
We had like 3 days of this.
The church really did. You know, did. Spits us out, don't they?
They did. You know, just one other thing. It was interesting. We were talking here at our table. Yeah, I said, you know how the church does everything really good, with the exception of in our mission, the elders, we didn't have any real good furniture to put in their apartments, so it wasn't too good. But, you know, they would go out. Some of them were very energetic, and down there in Arkansas, they had these big dumpsters, and people that don't want something will just take it out and pile it on these dumpsters, which include mattresses and all kinds of things. Some of these elders would go get some of that stuff and take it back to their apartments.
I hope they didn't tell their mothers.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Didn't matter what size they were, they'd pile them on top of each other.
Anyway, okay, I'm sorry.